Just a thought on the game, Blake. One that was hard fought.
You know what? I loved what we came out trying to do. You know, you limit that team to, you know, 15 to 20 shots for most of the game. That's a pretty good effort.
How close to 60 minutes was this?
It was 60 minutes. You know, just because they got one break and scored on it doesn't take away from the effort we had tonight. So I think we should be proud with our intentions coming to this game tonight, because it could be really easy to try to play up and down with these guys and we don't win that game.
Habs, thought on your goaltender here tonight?
Yeah, it was nice. You know, it's nice to see a guy who's worked really hard to get back, get healthy, you know, get in game shape and come out and have a nice night and get a big win for him.
In gameplay, what did you do to limit the Oilers, or what did you do to maybe take some time and space away from them?
You give those guys opportunities. You know, you turn pucks over at their line. You try to do too much in the offensive zone. You know, that's where they kill people. So, you know, if they're gonna out-battle us, you know, in their defensive zone, take the puck, go down 200 feet and score a goal, then tip your cap and, you know, wish them well. But for the most part, we just feel like if we, you know, made them come 200 feet, it'd make it a long night for them.
A little bit about the chemistry that you and Nikolai have found of late since you've been assembled together.
Yeah, you know, I think the three of us have really fed off each other really well. You know, the thing I told Nikki when we started playing together on a consistent basis was offensively, you know, I'm not going to say a word to him. I can't tell him what to do with the puck. He's born with some pretty amazing offensive ability. You know, if I can try to tell him a thing or two here or there, situationally, to try to help him, you know, make the right decisions out there, I'll do my best to do that. But other than that, you know, I just let him do his thing, because he really is special with the puck.
I'm not being flippant, but a thought on the shootout winner for you to keep that puck alive.
Well, you know, it was that's kind of what happens when you have two pregame skates, a junior game, and then three, four periods of an NHL game on one ice sheet. So, you know, I looked up to kind of start my move and wasn't feeling the puck anymore. So I just tried to regain it as fast as I could. And, you know, luckily he didn't respond to it.